Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Final segment of the 6 o'clock hour, we go to Jay Binkley on the air, who is the co-host of the Character Concerns podcast, who will also be at the Landing in Liberty. Binkley, have you already parked your car at the Landing, or are you still at home?
You know what? Still at home now, Dustman, but it'll be soon, my friend. That might be one of those Uber-type nights, if you know what I'm saying.
I get
pretty excited about the draft, and I think the city is too, man. The way this baseball team's playing, they're coming over the dark side.
Yeah,
we all want to talk draft all the time. So, yes, the draft is becoming very, very, very popular in major league cities around this country.
Yeah. In major league cities.
Yeah, we have a text exactly that speaks to that. We have a 816 text that says, tired of the amount of coverage on the Royals. We are a week away from the NFL draft with the best player in the world. JB.
Yeah, well, that was my mom. Sorry.
It's okay. I do have a question for you. Do you still consider Luther Burden an option at the first round pick for the Kansas City Chiefs?
You know what? I do. And I think Burden is actually very, very interesting because I think few players I look at can be guys that a team can trade back in for. Because one of my favorite things is that second round, man. It's a lot of people's favorite night of the draft, that second night, because it's like the first round all over again because you got all this great talent. There's a ton of talent usually still left after the first round, and it's kind of resorted. Teams make trades and deals because, you know, can they go up and get their quarterback or whatever? But with this weak quarterback class, and I mean very weak quarterback class, is there somebody worth trading in? I think Luther Burden, probably one of the three players that are worth trading back in the first round if you didn't grab them, and that's Derek Harmon, Walter Nolan, and Luther Burden. But if you don't grab him there, I think that could be a guy that people trade up for. But if I'm in a Chiefs position, I don't think you move. I think you got to stay firm planted where the Chiefs are at, because you can't let a talent like that go into the second round. I know it might be tempting to get other draft picks, but I think you might regret it if you don't take him.
So ultimately, do you think it's best for the Chiefs to stay where they are and pick in the first round, or is it best for them where they are, you know, picking 31 to trade out of that pick and stockpile more picks later on? What would you do?
I would stay exactly where they're at. I mean, it would make sense in some years. I know when they had the draft here in Kansas City, they were making those phone calls and whatever, see if they could trade back. Although I think they really want to make that selection being in Kansas City where the draft was. But it's just not the value there, I don't think. Most teams have, you know, 15 or so first-round grades on players, which means they're not going to overvalue them. So the chances of you getting a lot for trade, this is not like having a top 10 pick where you can trade back and garner all those draft picks. At 31, you're not getting to get the value with the team trying to trade up and make a trade with you. You're not going to get that value that you have earlier on in the draft. So, and they can get a great player at 31, in my opinion. As Daniel Jeremiah said, it may not have a ton of star power in this draft, but it's got a lot of starters.
Beakley, I don't really know what it means, and maybe it's just a smoke screen, or maybe it is legit, but when you keep having top 30 visits and stuff like that, like, is that just, like, obvious, like, every team's going to have these visits, or is there any sort of significance that the Chiefs have these?
You know, everybody freaks out about it, and I think it's kind of like a chess play what teams do with a top 30 visit. Top 30 visits are where teams can have 30 players come in and visit at the facility. And a lot of teams, it's very draftable players that they end up drafting coming in. The Chiefs use it in different ways. The Chiefs use it more as that information gathering. If they didn't quite get the information or questions about your health at the combine, they bring them in for a visit. But they have drafted them before. Kingsley Suamattia was brought in for a top 30 visit last year and they ended up drafting him. Carson Steele came in for a top 30 visit. They ended up signing him as a UDFA. Year before that, the guys that came in were Rashee Rice and B.J. Thompson. They drafted those guys. But you see, like, Harold Fan and the guy, the tight end out of Bowling Green, who had 107 catches this year, come in for a visit. Daniel Martinez coming in for a visit. I think some of it's smokescreen. If there's definitely a player that you want, you're not going to bring him in because Buffalo Bills sit right in front of the Chiefs. They typically want nearly the same things. Same with the Chargers as far as edge rushing presence and wide receiver. They'll go, oh, look who came in for a top 30 visit for the Chiefs, which they probably won't get because a significant amount of players that say they never talked to the Chiefs throughout the draft process. Like Travis Kelce, never even talked to them through the draft process. I do think it's valuable, especially for the later round guys, if you're not so concerned about running a smoke screen or not. But, yeah, people freak out when they see top 30 visits. Oh, the Chiefs must be liking this guy. Well, maybe, maybe not. Maybe they didn't get all their questions answered at the combine.
Do you still think this is a defensive line heavy draft? Because I do. And you were asking us who we think the Chiefs may pick, you know, with that first round pick. And I'm thinking, the more I think about it, defensive line, man, that still pops for me.
It does. It's the premium, and I think this is going to be what this draft is known for. Because I think we look at last year's draft, and it's known for, you know, a record tying wide receivers and offensive linemen going in the first round. It's known for, it went all the way to pick 14 before a defensive player, Laiatulatu, was selected. But this will be a defensive line draft, and I think you're going to have some quality defensive linemen. If you don't come out with the one within the first two rounds, you're doing it all wrong. And it's always a depth thing, everybody needs a defensive lineman, especially in this draft. This is the draft to get them. Sometimes it's a crapshoot. The last couple of years in the draft, I mean, it was pretty thin at defensive line. You got to take advantage of it when it's in the depth like this.
Sorry, Peakley, we had a conversation last week when we were looking at the AFC West and how I don't think it's going to be a laughingstock at the bottom two picks or the bottom two teams of the league anymore. And a lot of that is because of the man in charge of all the teams. We know Andy Reid is by far ahead of everyone. Who's the second best coach in the AFC West?
You know, I love this debate. I'm going to say Pete Carroll. And I know people might not agree, but that's fine. But Pete Carroll won two national titles in college. Mm-hmm. He figured out a way to win a Super Bowl. He should have two Super Bowls if he didn't have a brain collapse where he didn't hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch.
Well, that is on him, though, Jay.
No, it was. But, hey, think about this. Think about the ramifications of that game. He would be a multiple Super Bowl winner.
Yep.
Tom Brady would have one less ring, and Patrick Mahomes would be that much closer to him if he decided to run the ball in the Super Bowl. But he still went there. He's still a Super Bowl, but I mean, let's make no mistake about it. He didn't win two national titles. Now, you might say, well, Jim Harbaugh won a national title. That's true, but Pete can walk around with the multiple Super Bowls as well. So I do think it's Pete Carroll. I know he's 72 years old, but I would go with Pete.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one as well. I think Harbaugh still, if Harbaugh wins the Super Bowl, then, you know, that's the complete package for Jim Harbaugh. Sean Payton has the Super Bowl, but you can look at Sean Payton too and go, you blew a lot of opportunities with Drew Brees, you know?
Yeah, it could. I saw you. I heard you guys earlier talking about the worst draft picks in history. I am curious who your guys' worst draft picks would be.
In Chiefs history or NFL history?
NFL.
I would probably say Nuke LaLoosh.
Yes, exactly.
Ryan Leaf.
He's pretty bad. Jamarcus Russell is probably on that list.
Who's yours?
Like, you know what? I was having a discussion. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on this. I'm going to go Tony Mandarich. Mandarich,
okay.
He went number two overall.
But in that draft, and that draft was loaded, man.
The top five of that draft was Troy Aikman, Derek Thomas, Emmitt Smith, Deion Sanders. Four of the top five are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Tony Mandarich couldn't even make the team.
Yeah.
So that's why I look at that pick and say, well, you have four guys around you in the top five. They're all in the Hall of Fame except for you. And I know Jamarcus Russell and Ryan Leaf, all those guys are a big bag of suck. But that, man, that's classic suck.
Yeah. Jay, we had this debate last night between the three of us. If you could go on a date with a mock draft or a case of beer, which would you choose?
Oh, geez. I'm going to go case of beer. I mean, I love mock drafts, but I love beer, too.
I also brought up a follow-up question, and I want you to answer it honestly. If you're on if you're on a date and she told you that you were going to seal the deal 100%, or somebody came up to you and said, these are the first 15 picks of the 2025 NFL draft, which one would you pick?
Oh, man. I'd take the picks.
I knew it.
If I go to Chili's by myself, you know what I mean?
Hey, there you go. Yeah, for sure. Hey, we'll talk to you next week, and we'll see you Thursday in studio from 9 to 10.
You betcha, fellas. Beer, some Chili's appetizers, and my top 15 picks.
That's right, baby. Jay Bigley.
Pig and slop, right?
Turning down the old sealing the deal for the top 15 picks in the draft. There you go. And then go to Chili's and just crush.
You wonder why I don't like the news. Fox 4 just had a story on the history of the lint roller.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You got to have those when you work in the restaurant industry.
Titillating.
They're very key in the restaurant industry. It's like the person that only has a pack of cigarettes. Hey, can I bum one? Like, you can go buy your own. Hey, can I use that? Yeah, but make sure you rip it off when you're done. Never rip off when they're done. Coming up on the other side, I think there is a problem.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.